Rendezvous de Cajun radio and TV show live from the historic Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice, Louisiana. I'm pleased to announce that we're going to have a really special treat for you tonight, celebrating D.L. Menard's upcoming 82nd birthday. Oh, it's going to be tough getting D.L. on stage tonight. He's got a lot of folks there standing in line, signing, can get an autograph signed for him. This program, the only one of its kind, is sponsored by the City of Eunice, Louisiana, the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the Cajun French Music Association, John Guillory Allstate Insurance of Eunice, and the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana. I'm Terry Huval. I'm going to be your host this evening. And now let's all give a warm welcome for the Jambalaya Cajun Band. And two, three, cut.
There's a lot of new melody at this party. To the monk, some you say, don't say. If they are vexed and pop now, I press back. Who leads to tell the boy, yeah, some you say. Save us, press it for. Let me see you, baby, no means to score. Save us. Family water lily, don't like cooler or die. And I be a cotta lily, hippocu, chocolate, and a la patis of the neck, don't like cooler or die. We'll be right back.
culero dance.
Quella fidanzata lì è lì per tu chagrin, alla partita di neck, la culero
Ici, à Guinness, le grand événement soir, le rendez-vous des Cajuns, tous les samedis soirs jusqu'à. Ça commence à 1987, je crois. The first time we ever played here was the first Saturday in January of 1988. I saw our signature on the wall there when we came out here the first time. And it's the same band, Jambalaya Cajun Band, been around all these years. We've changed a little bit, but we're still around, still doing what we've been doing since way back then. I'm gonna introduire les membres d'un groupe sur la guitare là-bas. Moi, là, on a commencé l'école ensemble à Pombro dans les 1960. Monsieur Bobby Dumatré sur la guitare. Là, à gauche, ici, sur la basse électrique, avec son chemise de UL. Il a commencé à jouer de la musique avec nous autres dans Halloween. C'était dans 79, je crois, 79. Monsieur Kenneth David de Church Point. En arrière ici, sur le tambour, les drums, les batteries, however you'd like to call it in French. Been knowing him the longest. We were raised in the same house with the same mom and dad. My brother, Mr. Tony Uval. Et là, moi ici, là, on a un chapeau ensemble tous les temps en temps. On a jeté les mêmes bretelles. We got a matching set of suspenders. Used to have a matching hat, but every now and then Reggie kind of has his, well, he wears his own kind of hat, as they might say. Yeah? That's right. Him and Ken were raised together playing with B. Cormier and Church Point Playboys back in the late 60s. And so he's one of the finest accordion players around and singers, Mr. Reggie Mott. My name is Terry Huval with the Jambalaya Cajun Band, and we're on a Cicotant d'Etisiaswa. So happy to be here for you folks. We're going to play some songs kind of to warm up the crowd, you know, because we have a big star in our midst. And he's kind of he's taking it easy right now, kind of preparing himself mentally for what's going to happen on stage in a bit. So don't rush now, JL. It's not time. It's not time yet. We did a little song he recorded some years back. An old Walt Reggie Kiafis, you love. This next song I'm going to do.
Why is it Cœur de Cassé?
Tu rappelles?
I think that was the Sundown Playboys.
Sundown Playboys, okay. Reggie is kind of a walking history book. He remembers everything. La base de Cœur de Cassé, boys. Hold on.
Música
gentlemen, y'all came here to see live and in action from Erath, Louisiana, double Grammy nominee, member of the Cajun French Music Hall of Fame, the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, the Erath Hall of Fame. He is so famous, we hardly know where to put him. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. D.L. Menard. Tell you what, D.L., that's a really nice-looking shirt, buddy.
What are you talking about?
Paul.
I found that in the dumpster.
Really?
I was doing pretty good then.
Oh, I tell you what. Yeah, it's a real looks good, D.L. You got beer, man.
I took the one by the ugliest one.
Oh, I see that. Got nice boots on. I tell you, for you folks that are just watching on the radio, you're missing a sight here.
Yeah, they should have come.
They should have come.
Yeah, huh. They should have come.
There's a lot of people that are here tonight, though.
Talk about.
Call all your friends.
They don't know what they're missing.
Well, the folks here sure are getting all 100% of it. Alors, je vais une chanson là que t'as récolté. Désolé, passé dans. Je crois que c'est fait dans mon studio, Zilal.
That's right. About 2 years ago?
No, it's a long time. Much longer than that, yeah.
Longer than that, well, at my age, it's not that I forget. I just don't remember.
It's some little song in philosophy when D.L. is talking to people, he expects them to listen to him.
Well, there wasn't paying attention no more, so I thought I wrote that song. Listen to me when I talk to you. Thank you, Maxi.
Well, talked about it a little bit earlier. Back in 1973, D.L. and the original Louisiana Aces got together in the kitchen and started playing some music together. And D.L., there was a song that y'all recorded there that actually was something you had written a long time ago. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about the song we're going to do. Because some of these folks have never heard this song before.
It's a little called a song that I wrote, and it was recorded in my kitchen. What's the name of it?
I Thought I Could Do It. I Thought I Could Remember It, or something.
I Could Remember It. It's better. But we put it, I Thought I Could Do It, because we didn't know any better at that time.
Little song, DL.
Thank you.
Oh. This next number we're going to do here. Got a request for Rebecca Ann?
Where?
Man, is Rebecca Ann here?
I don't know. I think she is.
Man,
come to think of it, she's the one that drove me over here.
Tell you what, let's go ahead and do it for her then.
It's not that I forgot.
Rebecca Ann.
I don't remember. Yeah.
for the song, Belle Chanson. Dale, let's talk a little bit about your songwriting. You know, you when did you start writing songs?
I don't really know. It was around 74 or maybe earlier.
Oh, well, earlier than that, because you did the Fortin Adia in 1962, right?
Yeah.
So you had some songs before that you had written. And when you started writing songs, before you started writing songs...
I had three songs written before I wrote the Fortin Adia.
Three songs. What songs were those?
Thought I Could Do It, The Little Orphan Boy, and The Jolly Rogers Waltz.
The Jolly Rogers Waltz.
Yep.
And when you started putting together songs, you always said that you didn't even think you were actually writing a song.
Well, sometimes I write them, but most of the time I keep it in my head.
Well?
Because I've got the technology. Understood? That's why I wrote that song. Listen to me when I talk to you. Ha ha ha!
I think there's an entire educational era that could be dedicated to assessing your technology.
I think so too.
I think it's a special technology.
Oh yeah.
There's only one like it in history.
Hey, it's got to be a special, but on account of me.
That's right. So whenever you had met Hank Williams. And yep. He talked to you. You asked him a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Did he understand your accent?
Huh?
Did he understand your accent?
Oh, of course, man. You talk about he understood. He was intelligent, him too.
So when you asked him about how he wrote songs, what did he tell you?
Well, he wrote song. He said, when you got to write a song, he said, there's the beginning, and then there's the middle. And then you got to end that story. But he said, after that, he said, you got to sing with your heart. I said, excuse me? He said, you got to sing with your heart. I didn't tell him that. I said, I'll sing with my mouth, me. I don't sing with my heart. I sing with my mouth. But I didn't understood what he was telling me. He said, you got to put feeling in your song. He said, he named me a certain song. He says, that is that song because I was about 5 feet away from him when he was singing. And the first animation he took, he sang two songs before, and one of them was a sad song. You swear you could see the tears rolling down his cheek, that man. That's how he was. And then, well, he said, after this one, he said, we got to take a little break. He said, there's about 2 weeks you're listening to that song here. On the radio, he said, howling at the moon. His eyes were just like light bulb. He was all happy. And I asked him that. Well, he said, that's when he told me. He said, you got a song, sing a song with your heart. So I sang a song with my mouth.
Well, you know, fortunately, as it went on, D.L. became one of the best and most well-known songwriters of all Cajun music. And I'm not sure how much that little lesson from Hank Williams played a part in it, but I think a bigger part was in what's in that head and in that heart.
Thank God I got a small head, because there's a long time it would explode.
So this song here is one that you wrote. We sang a song about your daughter a while ago.
Yeah.
And you had one you wrote about your granddaughter.
Yeah, I sure did. Let me tell you, partner. I couldn't let her out because that's why I have both of them in the back of my suit. Hello, Nelda and Rebecca Ann, because they're always on my back. That's how come I have it on my back of my suit.
All right, hello, Nelda.
Il faut pas tourner tous les soirs.
Marco and DJ Ashley Montana.
Hello, Del. Hey, Marco, Marco, and DJ. Before you turn on our show, telephone on the ring. Hello, Del. That's why Marco, Marco, ring. Before you turn on our show, big it did.
Thank you very much. Now, I guess I'm going to have to keep nailed on my back.
Well, DL's going to be back in a bit. He's going to go take a little break there and enjoy the show, and we'll have him do some more songs on in his celebration of his 82nd birthday in two more days from now. And we have a lot of other interesting facts and concerning DL. But right now, what we're going to do is, let's see, Reg is hauling accordions up here. Guess we're going to do some of our songs. This is something here that we did back in 1990, I think it was. Maybe, no, 88. This was 88 with this one. Little song that Bobby, our guitar player, wrote. A song called Lash Pamame. Come on, man.
put a water on top. Head it be for to groot in pie, put to to land me, and large by my man. Lâche pas ma main. Merci beaucoup, vous êtes ici. Le rendez-vous des Cajuns ici à Younes, un grand samedi soir, le groupe Jambalaya, pour jouer la musique pour vous autres. C'est un heure de jouer une chanson là de Defen Nathan Abshar, qui a récolté des années passées. Et peut-être avoir entendu une petite tune mais différente dans la chanson. On va se finir. Je s'appelle La Base de Bayou Teche. Thank you very much. The little Beatles and that. We get our inspiration for songs and tunes when we're playing and daydreaming at the same time. And we've been playing at Randall's Restaurant for so many years, we daydream while we play. And we come up with all sorts of strange ideas like that one. All right. Hasta petit point que pour écouter une belle spéciale. Yeah. Now, well, let's see Reggie's shot to end. Dicky shot with all Reg. Dicky shot to a prochaine chanson.
C'est une chanson que j'ai écrite des années passées à Stone. On a les coupes de ça du chien de notre CD. C'est une petite balle qui s'appelle les gongs, gongs, gongs. C'est l'amour que j'ai aimé, c'est l'amour que j'ai marié, mais m'a dit que c'était fini. Je connais pas quoi j'y ai fait, j'ai jamais voulaillé, mais m'a dit qu'elle pouvait plus m'aimer. Comme une femme était supposée de l'aimer son mari. Et elle voulait se trouver un autre pays. Et elle est gone, 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 gone. Et frère, moi j'en ai la ramenée. Oui, le plus que bon frère, le plus loin qu'elle est partie. Elle est partie aussi loin, loin d'ici. Et recommencer à revivre dans la vie. Mais aujourd'hui, mon cher marié, avec une femme qui m'aime autant, bon, je connais, avant jamais me quitter. Il y a une chose, Marguerite, de ses noms, qu'a quitté, c'est la mère de mes chers petites filles. Elle a quitté, elle a cassé la famille que moi je voulais rester ensemble pour toute notre vie. Et elle est gone, 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 gone. T'es braillé, moi j'en mets la ramenée. Oui, le plus que mon braille, le plus loin qu'elle est partie.
Quel bel boss. Gone, gone, gone. Now we do something really special here. You know, all the guys in the band sing. Most of the time, it's Reggie and I kind of behind these microscopes here. But let's talk about our guitarist, Bobby, do a little song here. An old song by Harry Schott. It was the first time I ever heard this number before. And then I think it was a fiddle and Frenchie Burke did the version we're going to do here. What was the name of the song? I kind of forget there, but what's it called?
Puff Hobo.
Puff Hobo.
Got to see, she called me Puff Hobo. Pas de souliers, ça m'a payé, mais ça m'a payé. avion pour qu'on a quoi taper. Nos chameaux, ce qu'on a d'autre peut passer.
Paul Bobek, la musique au bouche aussi, hein? Great job, Bobby. Let's get the F accordion, Reg. Reg, tell about your different accordion collection out here. They're probably wondering, you know, why we have to carry so many of those things.
Different keys. We have a B flat, a C, a D, an F. One of the reasons is because of different sound, because it's some sound different than the others, and the biggest reason is because of singing. Some of the keys are easier to sing in than other keys. You know, it's not everybody who's blessed with the same range in their voice. Some guys can sing behind a C accordion all night long or behind a D accordion, which is a higher note. Other guys can't. So that's why we have different keys to be able to make it easy on our voices.
Make it easy on the voices and give the songs kind of a little different timbre to it. You know, make it a little different sound. And this is one that's a song that we wrote. Comes from an old 1950s, 78 RPM record that Daddy brought back home with him when he came back from the Korean conflict. And this song was in Japanese, but it had a non-Japanese title called the Japanese Rumba, and made some new words, stole the melody. One thing we got from Japan, by way of the Caribbean. So I'm going to let Bobby kind of kick this one off here, because he likes to do the 78 RPM sound, and then we'll start off like an old record did between Tony and I, and kick it off from there. Some call it Jikaji. Regarde le vieux français, comme dans l'amphi danser. Merci bébé, à va brûler ce vieux plancher. Dans mon tati bain, mais t'es fait comme ça, cher. Jusqu'à l'an matin, à va danser le jinkajin. Le jinkajin, ouais bébé, le jinkajin, on va danser. Garde dans mes yeux, cher bébé, on va laisser mon temps rouler. where my grandpa said, j'aime toutes mes prêts, mais j'ai plus écouté. Après, j'ai dit que c'est le plancher, le jig à tiens, ouais bébé, nous ensemble on va danser. Garde dans mes yeux, cher bébé, on va laisser votre temps rouler. Thank you. This next song here is probably one of our most popular numbers for wedding receptions. Anne Murray's song that we converted into Cajun French called Could I Have This Dance for the Rest of My Life? En français, j'aimerais avoir cette danse pour la balance de ma vie. Anne. Tu t'en rappelais la chanson qui t'a fait jouer la première fois qu'on a dansé et j'ai connu. On a dansé présençant et se tenir main en main. J'ai tombé en amour avec toi. J'aimerais avoir cette danse. La balance de ma vie, j'aimerais tu ferais mon amour pour tous les jours que je fais ici. Quand on est ensemble, ça sent si bon. J'aimerais avoir cette danse pour la balance de ma vie. Pas jamais oublier ce moment de bonne chance quand on se tenait aussi près. On avançait présentant et j'ai connu pour tout le temps tout ce qu'avait besoin, cher, c'est toi. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels